In my scripture reading for today, I'm going to use Psalms chapter 10 and Psalms chapter 37. In chapter 10, the writer says in verse 17, Lord, you have heard the desires of the humble. You have prepared their heart. You will cause your ear to hear. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways unto the Lord. Trust in him also, and he shall bring it to pass. The desires of the humble, the desires, the deep burning desires that we would not tell anyone else. If we told people some of the things that we desire, they would think that we were boisterous or conceited or thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And if it was a grand desire in our hearts, they would even tell us that that was never going to take place. They may even suggest that we change our desires. You're not enough to accomplish that desire, so why not lower your expectations? You remember when Joseph told his brothers his dream? It caused them to hate him. They were offended by his dream. I believe that that dream turned into a desire, and God brought it to pass. Have you ever had a dream that turned into a passion? And that passion turned into a reality. God can do this for you. He hears the desires of your heart. Let me say this. I believe that before a desire is in your heart, God knew that it would be there, and he heard it. He has looked on you when as yet you had not looked on him. Even then, I believe that it can be truly said that God has heard the desire of the humble. So we wonder what kind of desire is it that God hears and responds to in a positive way. What desires is it that God hears and brings to fruition? He doesn't accept all desires. Some are trifling, some are vain, some are foolish, some are wicked. With such desires as these, God is not pleased, for the desire of a humble man has this characteristic. The man knows there is no merit in his desire, and if it is a good desire, he feels in his heart. If this desire comes to fruition, it will be through the infinite mercy of God. He doesn't compliment himself and say, "Well done, Seth." In contrast, he strips himself of all the rags of self-righteousness, for he cannot see any good thing whatsoever in a desire that he has pondered in his heart from his fleshly wants. A humble man does not desire anything of God for his own glory or his own honor. He thinks too little of himself to exalt himself with such longings. His yearnings, his longings in all things are to glorify God. He desires his own salvation, but he knows that he doesn't deserve it and therefore gives God all the glory. Even while he rejoices in his own deliverance from going down into the pit, he sings, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me." He knows that he was called by the voice that wakes the dead. A humble desire is one which leaves everything in the hands of God. The man who says, "Lord, I desire only to desire what I ought to desire. My desire is that your desire should be written upon my heart, and that I may desire what you desire. That your will be done in my soul, in my body, in my circumstances, in me, in all precepts." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.